Hey everybody, I'm Stacey Gonder and this is the Maker Monday segment brought to you by the House of Sass & Magic. I am the lead designer and founder at the House of Sass & Magic, and I'll be chatting with creatives who get real about their businesses and about themselves. Stay tuned to learn all about real creatives with real talent. Hey Keisha, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's great to see you.
Good to see you too.
Amazing. Welcome to our Maker Monday segment at the House of Sass & Magic. I'm very excited to hear all about your brand and what you do.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, of course. My pleasure. So this is Keisha Kerr, and I'm going to hand over the microphone to this lovely lady so that she can explain to all y'all what it is she does, how she does it, why she does it, and we'll let her roll from there.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm Keisha. I'm usually not like in front of the camera, so forgive me if I'm awkward.
Forgive her. She's a superstar. It's fine.
So yes, I'm a makeup artist. I've been a makeup artist for over 12 years now. I actually started doing free stuff, because I loved it for free, and asking my friends to let me do their makeup and asking people to take pictures of it so I can post it and, like, you know, pray that something comes of it. but actually something did come of it. So what happened is I posted like pictures of me doing makeup on my friends on a website where like creatives get together and they like interact with each other and see if they can work together and do like time for print and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And another makeup artist found me and asked, hey, like, would you be available to help me on a wedding? And at this time I had no experience, like work experience. So I was just like floored. And I'm like, yes, I will. Are you sure? But yes, I will. And she's like, oh, I'm gonna pay you this much, which was like little, but to me it was crazy good. And I'm like, of course I will. So I was so nervous, my very first wedding, my very first professional anything. And I went with her to help her, and I took forever on my first face because, you know, like nerves. And
it's a wedding. Like that's like a high pressure day, you know, like that's
exactly.
Like you're making it or breaking an experience.
It's like
for
you just
somebody.
Threw
you're
me like, in the bowl,
no big deal.
Like, just go. So I did that, so nervous, but you know, she saw that I had potential and I really loved it and I was good with people. And that's a really important part to what I do, being good with people. So she took me under her wing and kind of introduced me to bridal work and taught me to help me build my confidence from there on out. And I started working retail at makeup counters and doing weddings on the side with her, and it just kind of snowballed from there. And then I took on my own clients because referrals are like the biggest thing for me.
Yeah.
So people started referring me and saying, oh, you should work with her, you should work with her. And I was like, yes.
yeah, you should.
Exactly. And from there I kind of like started doing bigger projects, and I got more into TV and film.
Cool.
And recently, I decided to launch my own beauty line. So I started with my own vegan cruelty-free lip glosses that are infused with shea butter. They're really, really hydrating, but have a nice hint of color and a really nice smell. And they're very elegant and gorgeous. And they look just like this.
Cool. I love that I'm hearing this like organic trajectory. You know what
love
I mean?
It.
Like it's not
I'm
like
so
you're like,
it.
Hey, this I want to do this and then I want to do this and then I want to do this. It was like it sounds like it was a very organic process.
It just kind of came to be. It organically worked the way how it was supposed to. And a lot of my clients actually are into like cruelty-free for sure.
And
vegan products. So that's where I wanted to stay in that lane because I feel like I connect with that being with my brand.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And so did that kind of the clients that you, I'm going to use the word attracted because again, it sounds very organic. Like it wasn't like you're like, hey, I'm like this kind of makeup artist who has these kinds of ethos and morals and blah, 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 and put that out there. It was more, it sounds like it was just an alignment that happened and these
Absolutely.
People gravitated towards you.
That exactly. Like, so I feel like there's a ton of different types of makeup artists out there.
Right.
And the clients that I found gravitated towards me are more into like natural and like wearable, pretty clean looks. That's just really who cool. I am. And that's how they find me. And they may like have had another makeup artist who's into more creative, dramatic, gorgeous looks. And it just didn't suit them. And they kind of gravitated towards me. So that's how it works.
Like, correct me if I'm wrong. Like, you know, with my background in costuming and stage and performance and all that stuff, which then migrated into festival land with the House of Sass and Magic, like I'm accustomed to that. Like you're talking about this really dramatic, yeah. like hard look. And I
which I love. I mean, honestly, it's so fun to look at. Like, I love it. It's just, this is my
yeah,
niche.
No, totally. And I feel like there, and I don't know if this, I think this might be an assumption, but that the correlation with makeup artist and or makeup in general is that it needs to be this like super duper hard, impactful, like bam, right in your face. But like, like yourself, like my professional life and my brand is very hardcore and dramatic in your face. But there's also this juxtaposition where it's like, you know what? Like I rarely wear makeup on a daily basis. If I do go out, it's like to accentuate what I already have versus like make something that I don't have. So that's really,
that's exactly
really cool.
Same thing.
Yeah, that there's an artist out there that kind of specializes.
That works for you.
Yeah. I think that's kind
and
of a
for
misconception.
Your need at the time, you know, you don't have to do super dramatic all the time, and you don't have to do super clean looks all the time. Sometimes you might need to step it up a bit depending on what you might be doing in a music video, and you can't just wear like a simple mascara and lip gloss. Like you need to step it up a little bit, right?
Yeah. So from your time, you're doing like your, let's call it your volunteer makeup artist stuff, then you navigate into getting some paid gigs, then you're at some makeup counters. Then from there, film and TV, is that kind of the trajectory that we're talking
about? Again, it was like a referral, like, oh, would you be interested in doing something like this? I know a person. And I'm like, oh yeah, of course I would. That would be so cool. And I learned so much in those experiences about different techniques and about different environments and protocols and things like that. So it taught me a lot in what I had to take with me in my business now with owning a brand.
Right. So, when you made the decision, like, hey, I'm going to do this, I'm going to brand this, I'm going to create this product, how did that process and that kind of path into it begin? And where are you at with it now?
So that actually began with COVID.
That's amazing, because most people are like, oh my God, COVID's killing me. And you're like, COVID made me.
I'm like, COVID is the perfect time. Because honestly, like I was working so much to keep my head above water, make sure my bills are paid, make sure I'm taking care of my kids, like all of these things. So like my time was occupied that I couldn't pursue the idea that I had at that time. And then when everything came to a halt during COVID, really for me, especially with what I do. And I was just like, well, I guess now I don't have an excuse. I have time to pursue this. So let's start researching and figuring out what we need to do to get this done. So that's what I did. I took advantage of the time that I had and went for it. Yeah.
That's really great. Somebody said to me a really long time ago, I think I was like in my early 20s, and I was like, when they said it to me, I was like, whatever. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. But now, much time later, I'm like, this makes perfect sense that within every crisis, there's an opportunity. And if you can reframe it and kind of look at it from a different perspective, and I feel the same way, like COVID gave us the gift of time. You know? Time and space mentally, especially as self-employed people and business owners, brand developers, whatever, like you're always doing everything. Like it's cliche, but like you're wearing all of the hats. And then all of a sudden, like all the hats get hung up and you're like, oh, so now what?
Right.
For you, so now what equals a new brand? So let's hear about this brand and what it's all about.
So I really love the idea of simplicity and elegance and stuff that works, basically.
Yeah.
You know, so it's important to me that if my name's attached to it, it has to follow that kind of line. I don't just want something that looks good. I want it to feel good. the same way how when I do makeup, I want the person I'm doing makeup on to feel good. Like that's what I do this for, is that reaction.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make sure that I had something under my name that followed who I am, and the people who know me know that that is on brand with who I am. And I'm trying to expand and go in different directions. I've included like some like fluffy 3D magnetic lashes.
I saw those on Instagram.
Yeah.
I may or may not have creeped it a little bit.
Yeah, so because honestly, these are the things that I wear on a regular basis. Like I'm a quick, give me a little gloss, give me a little lash and a brow, and I'm happy. And I feel like the people who gravitate towards me will enjoy these things as well. So that's where we're at. And that's, I'm really happy with it. Like, I love how everything's turned out. And I love the response I'm getting from people that that are enjoying the product. So I'm really excited to see what's next.
So when did you officially launch?
I officially launched in September of 2020.
Awesome. Yeah. And Christmas season was great for you?
Christmas season, you know what? Christmas season was a huge learning curve for me because I did not realize, especially with COVID too. And like I expected certain shipments at certain times.
Right.
And then with the, and then I'm expecting it. So I'm promoting something's about to come. Right. And then shipments are like delays and like things that were supposed to come got lost. And it was just like,
what did I do
yeah, so we had to like think quick on our feet and figure it out and make it work. But you know, I had a different idea of what was going to happen to what actually did happen.
I feel like that's the whole theme of 2020 though, right?
actually.
So like you're right on brand, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Exactly. So yeah, that was a really huge learning curve. And now I know for next Christmas, what to do, how to, you know, like this is how it goes. You figure it out through trial and error, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really know. I don't think we have this weird sensation that somebody else has it all figured out. Nobody has it all figured out. And if they do, like,
I think that I'm like, so I must be the only one who's messing up.
Hell no.
Right. Exactly.
No.
I'm sure somebody, everybody has to go through some shit. So totally.
So how many products do you have right now?
So I just have the two right now. I have my lip glosses. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I have lip glosses, the lashes, and then the magic eyeliners that actually attach the lashes. The liners can be worn by themselves as just like a nice, crisp, sharp liner, which I love, a winged line. But it actually has a function. So its function is to hold the magnet onto your lash.
Right? I have used these lashes, not yours, but I used these lashes. And like, I don't know about anybody else out there, but the magnetic eyeliner is like...
Yeah, man.
I don't even... Like, I don't.
How are you even a real thing? Because... Yeah. It's crazy how it works, but it does work. And it is safe for your eyes. I know I was freaking out for the longest time. It took me a while to try them because I was like nervous that it would not be safe for my eyes to use, but it is actually safe.
So, excuse me. So actually having said that, you're saying that your products are animal cruelty free, vegan, all these things.
Right.
So how does that, with this particular product, how does that work?
Yeah. So with my 3D mink lashes, they aren't vegan, they are cruelty free. And how that works is that the animals that have the shedding of the hair, the way they gently brush the loose hairs off of the animal and use those to create the strips. So no animals are harmed to make sure like they're not shaving them, they're not like beating them up or anything like that. To make sure that we're just using what's left, what's being shedded off, to make the fluffy lashes and make them more, what's the word I'm looking for? Natural looking than synthetic lashes that most people will buy. They're more like plasticky looking.
Yeah.
They're sold a lot at the stores. They're really cheap, inexpensive, which is good. But I mean, I personally am okay with paying for quality. That's just me.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Especially if you're putting it like on your face.
Right.
You know, like, I was talking to somebody else about this, that like, there's so many products out there and we put so many things on ourselves, like on the outside, and that gets ingested via your pores or whatever, right? So like, if you're very, if people are very concerned about what they're eating, so that's being ingested. So like, it's kind of the same principle that it's like, well, if it's going to be ingested through your skin, and if you're somebody who wears and uses these products on a regular basis, you're putting that into your body every single day, and that's going to have some long-term effects.
It's important to know what you're putting into your body and what you're putting on your skin. I normally like lather myself in shea butter all over my body. So when I have a lip gloss that's shea butter infused, I'm happy because I know the benefits that my skin will get from it compared to like some glosses out there that are purely like linoleum oil. I don't even know how to
pronounce. Or things like you can't pronounce. And like, I kind of have a rule, if I can't pronounce it, then I probably
then
shouldn't
don't
be
put it.
I mean, it probably shouldn't be anywhere near any orifice of my body. Like, it's like, maybe that's a hard no. Maybe that's a hard no, you know?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, exactly. And how would you say that the brand has evolved? And I know it's been a short time, but since September through till now, like what kind of evolution has happened, and that, you know, whatever that may mean to you?
I think what's happened since I started is I've introduced more shades to be more inclusive, because like there's a lot of, like myself, dark skinned women, and not every shade works for me, but I want to make sure that every shade works for everybody who likes my brand. So I included more shades in there that I love, and I feel like other women of color will love the same that I do. It works great. And I have some more things coming in the future, again, to be inclusive of everybody, women, men, dark, light, Asian, whatever.
Yeah, everybody, all those things, and all the in-betweens, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. It's important to me.
Awesome. So when's your next round of products being introduced?
We're in spring now. So mid-summer.
Okay.
Mid-summer.
We got to keep our eyes open for that.
Please do.
Excellent.
I just want to make sure that whatever goes out is exactly how I want it to go out and representing me in the best way possible.
That's amazing. Because, you know, I don't know this for sure because I have never worked in a big, huge conglomerate corporation, but in my imagination, there's these products that go out and there's like a team of people that are okaying it, but like who is that brand that's putting that out, you know, and who is that aligned with? We don't really know, you know, and we've seen it happen time and time again with different brands where something goes out and then there's all this like kerfuffle about something that isn't okay.
Yeah, and then they have to try to retract.
So I think it's really great that you are prioritizing that alignment and that
Absolutely.
You're putting your ethos and morals and values and all of those
behind
things behind it. And like basically you're talking the talk and walking the walk, right?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. It's amazing. And it's like you mentioned, you have two kids, so like not only are you doing this, but you're managing a household as well. And like that's some boss shit, you know?
Yeah. Like no, I want them to like see what I'm doing, and I want them to learn from this, you know, and have something that their parents started way back when it was like a pandemic.
Yeah. No, that's really cool because it gives them something positive to associate with it also, right? Instead of it just being this like heavy cloud that's hanging over us for however, we don't even know for how long, but like it gives them a positive association saying like, hey, when adversity shows up, there are opportunities for you to do X, Y, and Z, you know? That's really freaking awesome. And I hope, you know, like that's,
Oh, yay.
No, seriously, that's really, really great. And it's, I feel like it's noble. It's a noble thing to do. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, no, girl. Of course. You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Cool. So having said that, what has been your favorite thing about launching this brand and kind of taking it to where it's going?
Well, I can tell you my My favorite moment was when my first box arrived and I saw my name on a product that I love.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you, that feeling was nuts. And I just it was overwhelming. I felt like I wanted to cry because although a lot of what I've been using had other people's names on it that I loved, but it had other people's names on it. And this is something that it's like my child's, I could call it my own. And it's such a huge accomplishment, personal accomplishment for me to see that. And to see my daughter seeing that, it was huge, you know? So that was one of the biggest things for me.
Yeah, no, I can totally relate to that. It's a pretty cool feeling when you're I did that. I did that.
Yeah, I did it. And it's my name, mine.
And everybody's going to know it.
Yes. As long as I keep working at it, everybody is going to eventually know.
Yeah, absolutely. And on that note, where can people find you so that they can A, learn more about you, B, purchase your fantastic products, and C, follow you for the years to come?
Oh, yes. Well, number one, my website that I've been working really hard on. My website is www.keishakerrmakeupart.com. You will see my makeup work, but you'll also see my shop where you can buy all of these amazing products. You can follow me on Instagram, Keisha Kerr Makeup Artist. Or my Facebook, Keisha Kerr Makeup Artist, again. Just look up Keisha Kerr Makeup Artist, you'll find me. But these are where people usually go to interact and see my work, see my product, see what we're coming up with next. You can also subscribe to newsletters on my website to find out what's coming up next. Yes!
Yes,
I love to keep you guys informed. And
Mm-hmm. Amazing. And what would you like to leave our guests with today? Some maybe final words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom. Oh my God.
No pressure.
Okay. Well, I think what I would say that I probably said before, but it's really important. What's meant for you will always be yours. Nobody can take it. And I've gone through a lot of situations where in my industry there's a lot of competition for some reason. I know it just is what it is, but I don't really feel like I have to step over anybody to get what's supposed to happen for me, you know? So if something does end up coming out of my hands and going to somebody else's hands, I feel like it was actually supposed to be for them and something else is coming for me. So be patient and know that whatever is yours is coming to you. That's it.
Reach. Yeah. Allison, yes, Keisha. Yes. I love it. I love it. Well, it has been a pleasure chatting with you today and getting to know more about you and your brand. And I'm so excited for you. And I'm pretty sure that I'm going to make a couple of purchases here.
Yay!
Yes.
I'm so happy that you brought me on here. I love getting to know you and talking to you. And I'm been following you on Instagram anyways. So I'm really excited that we got a chance to talk. And awesome. I get to talk to you for real, for real.
IRL. I love it. Yeah. Amazing. Well, you have yourself a great afternoon and we'll talk again very, very soon.
You too. Thanks so much, Stacey.
No problem. Take care.
Talk to you. Bye.
Bye. That's it for this week's episode of the House of Sass and Magic's Maker Monday Chats. Be sure to follow us on Spotify so that you never miss an episode and so that you can share it with all your friends. You can follow us on Instagram at housesmt.com or on Facebook, housesm. And I'd love to hear from all of you. Pop me an email and/or direct message via social media.